Well, Mark Zuckerberg has told us for years that privacy is a thing of the past. In fact, he thinks we should embrace a completely public existence, and just to help out, Facebook opened up its vaults of your personal information to a political team called Cambridge Analytica, working for Donald Trump. Cambridge Analytica harvested, I love that word, harvested data from 50 million Facebook users to use in the 2016 presidential campaign. Thanks, Mark. Facebook attorneys point to the disclosure clauses all Facebook suckers agreed to in defense of their lack of security. You signed up, you gave up your rights. Read the fine print, boys and girls. Somehow, though, I don't think a legalistic defense is going to help those folks whose vision of the company apparently never included a premonition of what was coming. Russian bots, faux news stories, data mining, alt-right hoaxes, phony baloney trailers, political operatives, and shady, let's call them, friends. I have my own problem with the idea of Facebook as a public forum, but why air that opinion one more time? If folks want a sex text, if the neighbors want to reveal to any and all what their favorite pizza topping is, this is the way families and friends communicate in the 21st century, well, be my guest. Mark's your guy. Me, I didn't move Lock, Stock, and Cracker Barrel down to the south end of a little known island so I could tell you my secrets. It's why we call them secrets. And no, I don't think it's a crime against society to keep my privacy. Even if, as we all know, the security cameras, the GPS cell phone track, and the Google algorithms, the entire tilt of the future is toward eliminating the individual and celebrating the public. Big Brother's definitely here. He just turned out to be a corporation, not the government, not the deep state. And all he asked, in return for instant communication and information, was that you friend him, trust him, serve him. Obey him. Read the fine print. It's right there between the lines.